mercy, and peace be yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus, our Savior and Lord. We heard the story of the 10 lepers. That's our text for this Sunday when we remember God for us. If God is for us, who or what, even disease, can they be against us? Listen now to that part of the story. Jesus said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. Portion of the word of God before us, let's pray. Lord God, my simple prayer is that you please take over. Take over my head, my heart, my lips, my voice to bring a message to your people this day. As I often pray, a message that convicts the harshness and hardness of hearing of our sin in the law, and that sweet, sweet, sweet comfort of hearing that our sins have been paid for in full by the Lamb, that sweet good news of the gospel. Today, as we hear about this terminally ill guy, help us to remember to thank you as you have come to repeatedly help and heal us, certainly of diseases, certainly of sicknesses, certainly of injuries, and in some cases you've chosen for us to keep our injuries or illnesses, to keep us close to you. Bless your word this day. May they be words which inform and instruct and inspire your people. And again, please be with me, that your people might be fed, that they might feast on your word. I bring them this day. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Dear people of God, healed from the leprosy of sin, giving thanks. Thanksgiving. I know that today is October the 12th. I know that Thanksgiving doesn't take place for another 6 weeks or so on November the 27th, and it falls on, not on a Sunday, but on a fourth Thursday in November. Still today, we hear a story of giving thanks. Well known, familiar. Today, too, we are giving thanks for our church body, the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, as it begins its 175th anniversary celebration with its theme, eventually it's God through us. That's going to be on the third week. Today, it's God for us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Certainly, God was for this gravely, terminally ill man in God's word. Think about all the things our God provides for us. Friends, family, food, roof over our heads. He provides us with health and happiness. And in that health, he provides us, generally speaking, with good health. Sometimes our God allows us to get ill, injured, hurt, and hurting. Now, in our story today, we hear about a guy that was terminally ill, and yet he thanked. He thanked his God, he thanked his Lord, he thanked his Savior right there on his face at Jesus' feet. Whenever I hear this story, I think to myself, when is the last time, or do I ever thank my God when I'm ill? Oh, I'll pray to him like crazy. Lord, please help, heal, and hurry it along. But when the Lord allows me or allows you to have some illness, some injury, some disease, some physical less able than I used to be kind of scenario, what's my thought process? Do I still thank him? Well, at the beginning of this message about the leper, be reminded that when the Lord sends or allows illness or injury, and those illnesses or injuries or hardships or hurting just force me, compel me to think about my God, to pray to my God, to turn to my God with my petitions and pleas and prayers, and I'm begging and I'm beseeching my God for help, the Lord is pleased. And maybe when we're in the middle of that injury or illness, we don't think about it, but the Lord is sending those things for our good. As he challenges our faith, as he tests our faith, as he ultimately strengthens our faith. Those 10 lepers didn't know that that particular day, the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Redeemer, our Savior, would come and walk right by near their village where they were in their set apart, away from everybody colony. But those 10 lepers, especially in particular that one thankful one, that one grateful one, he teaches us a lesson today. I know the sermon theme didn't make the screen, but our sermon theme is those words we say and pray, many of us, virtually every day. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Indeed, we know how it goes on. For he is good, for his mercy, his love, they endure forever. Ponder the story. Luke chapter 17. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. He's between Galilee and Samaria on the route. And there are these 10 leprous men. Perhaps from your Sunday school days, you've heard a lot of stories, a lot of descriptions about leprosy. I don't know the words to describe it that will not make us not feel so good, because hideous, horrible, terrible, tragic. None of us ever would want that disease called leprosy. It's in some form a skin disease. I can't imagine leprosy. I've described it over the years saying, well, maybe it's something like having cancer on the outside, but think of leprosy, that skin disease where your ear would fall off, or your nose would fall off, your fingers would fall off, and you would gradually die a very, very painful, slow death before they had all kinds of the drugs and medicines that we enjoy these days. Painful, awful. Can you imagine when you contracted leprosy, going to that colony, going to that apart from everybody community, never to go to your child's recital ever again, never to watch him put his first basket in a game ever? Imagine those times when you had holidays, anniversaries, birthdays, and couldn't be there ever again. Never to hug your child again or hold your wife ever again. Hard to be a leper. A lot of ways you're hurting. But we know well in the story that ordinarily, as I said earlier, people would run from lepers, flee from lepers, get away from lepers, not want to associate with lepers, but Jesus. What do we learn in the story? He went to them to help them, to heal them. And in the story, I find it amazing when he said, go show yourself to the priest. He said, go show yourself to the priest even before they were healed. Faith, taking our Savior God at his word. Isn't it a lesson too about faith and trust? And off they went. We can see them sprinting and hurrying with all they had. And that one stopped. that one turned around, went back to Jesus, fell at his feet, and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Our God is pleased when we remember to thank him. Now, we used as our theme, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord," our common table prayer. And I wanted to use that because how often, and here comes a confession, how often haven't we said those words, prayed those words, spoken those words, simply by habit, with nary a thought about thanking, nary a thought about thinking about the provider of the food and the bounty on our table. All too often we hurry through that prayer either to be dismissed and to go off to where we're heading, or if we pray that prayer at the beginning, let's get that prayer out of the way so we can dig in. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. And think about that healing that he has brought to you and to me. How many times in our lives haven't we been injured, ill, sick, flu, fever, and he's helped and he's healed? How many times haven't you or I been in a hospital setting and we've prayed that the Lord might do amazing things for our loved one facing surgery tomorrow or the next day or that day, and the Lord has come through? All of us have stories of healing. Probably my greatest story of healing, I can't show you, but I've got this scar right here. And anytime people describe having this scar right here, they know why. A few years back at open heart surgery. Isn't it amazing that they can put you under and that they saw apart your breastbone and they make it big and wide and they go in there and they take those blockages and they do what they do and you come out on the other side better? It amazes me I came out on the other side better. I know when I had my open heart surgery, thought to myself, maybe my preaching career, my ministry career, toast, done, finished. And the Lord's good graces came out better than ever. Got healthier, ate better, started exercising, lost a little weight, finally made it to a certain age, and then retired, and here I am. The Lord is good. The Lord is always good. As we hear this story of those 10 lepers, as we think about our synod's theme, Christ through us, Christ for us, God is for us. Because what do we want to hear today and every Sunday? We want to hear what our Savior God has done for us. Every single time I'm here, and I'm sure all the pastors who have served you over the years have been here, the prominent message is Christ and the cross and the gospel, what our God has done for us. As we ponder that our synod, our Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, has been around for 175 years since 1850. There's not many congregations and churches that have been around longer than Trinity Lutheran Church here in Nicollet. And all these years, our God has been for us. Never leaves us, never forsakes us. Oh, sometimes lets us struggle. Sometimes lets us have challenging times. Sometimes gives us shortages. Sometimes he lets a congregation be vacant. But know this, our God is ever for us, never forgets us, always will be with us. Right now, like that leper, we're calling out to the Lord, "Lord, please send a new permanent pastor here to Trinity." And he hears, and he'll help according to his wisdom, according to his timetable, according to his timing. Until that new pastor comes, when you've got vacancy pastors like me standing here, the Lord's also asking us as we think about our church and our church body, not only what does our God do for us, what can I do for him in service back to the kingdom? How can we as men and women pick up pace? How can we do God's work even better, even more faithfully in this time when you've got this old guy standing in front of you for who knows how long. Because we have a God who's for us, a God who challenges us, a God who wants us to serve him, to worship him to our best. As we set our schedules, as we set our time for the week, our time first and best for him, so that we can come to his feet, that we can come to his altar, that we can come with our thanks and our praise and our worship and our all, that we can come and offer to him the best of us. All of us are all. Because we always have that cross on the wall, always are looking upward and heavenward. And as we gather here, as we think about that leper, Jesus seeking out the lost, that's our calling here at Trinity, to seek out the lost, to be like Jesus. I've said in the past, I think from standing here, who do we know that doesn't know Jesus? Pray for them. Ask God to put the words in your mouth that you invite them to Trinity, or tell them about your Savior, invite them to a Christmas service upcoming, or Thanksgiving, or some such. And trust that God's word will work. And that much as I pray when I start these messages, I say, Lord, somehow take the words I've prepared and the words I've written and make them more than I could speak. Lord, do the same for your people here at Trinity, that they too might share Jesus with their all, because we love him who loved us so much to die for us. Oh, this story about the 10 lepers also reminds us about those 9 ungrateful ones. I remember preaching a message on this text about the ungrateful 9 and focusing on them, how sad that they got what they wanted out of Jesus and off they ran. Now you can understand why they did. They had families to see, the priest to see, women and wife and children again to see, and all those wonderful things. The grateful guy, he reminds us then, no matter what circumstances of life, Jesus comes first. And to him, this day and always, we say and we pray, oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. That cross reminds me, he is good. He's always good for you and for me. God bless us as we serve him and thank him, as did that one leper. He's taken away the leprosy of our sin. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Amen.